Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars, the Beverly Hillbillies.
Boy gets to go and he's a one-man stampede.
Hope nobody gets in his way.
Ellie Mae! Ellie Mae! Granny, Jethro come through here?
He run clean into the cement pump. Something wrong with Granny?
Well, I hate to tell you this, Jed, but she's stiff as a board.
At this time in the morning? Well, I never know Granny to take more than thimbleful and all. My doggy, she is stiff, isn't she? Granny, I'm ashamed of you.
Bob, this here's the letter Jethro dropped when he fell in the cement pond. He says he'll be right in.
Oh, no, he won't. Jethro, you stay out in the sun till you're dry.
What's wrong with Granny?
Nothing. Go outside and chase Jethro till he gets dry.
My kitchen, can I wrestle him?
No, Ellie, just run him.
What happened? What hit me?
Going liquor, I reckon.
Whoever throwed it at me left it in the jug.
Granny, can you walk?
Of course I can walk.
Well, then, let's walk over to the table here and sit down while Pearl reads us his letter.
Quit pulling the table away from me.
Granny, you and Miss Drysdale been hitting the juice a little?
Of course not. I never take more than a thimbleful, and you know it.
Granny, Jed, I can't read all the writing because the ink is run. But this letter's from Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, and they's a-flying out here.
Well, doggy.
You hear that, Granny? Old Lester and Earl's coming out here to see us.
You mean they're coming to see Pearl? Them two always was crazy in love with her.
Oh, Granny, that was a long time ago before they moved to Nashville and become famous.
A man never forgets his first love, Pearl. And you was the first love of both Flatt and Scruggs.
Stop it. I was just a girl, and they was just boys. Big boys, the grandchildren.
I never seen two big boys crazier in love with one little woman.
They was all scrapping over you.
Or singing to you.
Sometimes they do both. Sing a chorus and then scrap a chorus.
You had their heart melting like hog grease on a hot griddle.
Now, stop it. You got me a-blushing. I don't want to hear no more about it.
All right, Pearl.
Remember the way they used to serenade me?
Yeah. Lester with his guitar and Earl with his banjo.
Both of them singing love songs till their throats was raw. Earl, how come you never said yes to one of them fine boys?
I just couldn't decide betwixt them. They both asked me to elope, but I couldn't decide whether to fly with Flat or skip with Scruggs.
You better decide now. I'll bet that's why they're flying out here, to get your answer.
After all these years? Oh, Granny, don't be ridiculous.
A man never forgets his first love, Pearl.
I've got a horse and mule, 40 acres near a school, and we'll be happy as two boys.
Pearl, 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 come be my loving girl. Don't you marry Lester Flat, he slicks his hair with possum fat. Change your name to Mrs. Earl Scruggs.
Pearl, 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 you'll get no love from her. This year man is such a sout, he won't hold you on his lap and let you are an old five-string banjo.
Pearl, 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 he's nutty as a squirrel. If you'll be Mrs. Scruggs, we will live on kisses and hugs. Happy
Pearl,
as to...
Pearl, I think we better stop this song, cause Johnny comes a wise.
Yeah, they're jealous of Pearl as it is.
Well, they got a reason to be, cause I ain't never seen a girl as pretty as Pearl.
Yeah, we had to settle for second best.
Why'd you stop singing, Earl?
Yes, what was that song you boys were doing just now?
Just an old tune we used to sing.
Before we met you.
Oh, you're going to use it in your Los Angeles engagement?
Oh, no, I don't think we'd better. Say, Earl, it sure will be nice to see old Jed Clampett again, won't it?
It sure will, Lester.
You know who they can't wait to see again, don't you?
Of course. The fabulous Pearl.
We'll finally get a look at this raving beauty.
Yeah. You're dying to meet her, aren't you?
Can you make out any more of the letter, Pearl?
There's another word coming through.
E-N-G-A-G.
Engagement.
Granny was right. He's coming for your answer. You got to get engaged to one of them.
Oh, I don't believe it. After all these years. Pearl, you want to take my advice? You marry that little Earl Scruggs.
Don't you do it, Pearl. Take Lester Flat.
I ain't figuring on marrying nobody. Now, let's not have no more of this kind of talk.
Well, Ma, I'm winded, but I'm dry.
Jethro Scruggs. What? Well, Dean. Oh, go change your clothes.
Ellie Mae, you out here?
Yeah, Mom. Over here by the water.
Come on, Rusty.
Taught that rascal to swim now. Just can't keep her out of the water.
You and your critters. Next, you'll be teaching them dogs how to climb trees.
Look up yonder.
Ellie, quick as you can, come on in the house and give Granny a hand. She's cooking for the big wingding tonight.
We's having a wingding?
We sure are. Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt's coming to town.
I hear to them. They make records and everything.
Them two learn how to sing and play serenade your Aunt Pearl.
Really? Well, tell me about it, Paul.
Well, your Aunt Pearl was just about your age then. And she favored you a lot, too. Real pretty. Had corn silky hair just like yours. And a beautiful figure. Well, sir, she pretty near drove Lester and Earl out of their banjo-picking mines. For a man of them boys, they finally left the hills and moved to Nashville.
Well, how come Aunt Pearl didn't marry up with one of them?
Couldn't make up her mind, I reckon, but she's going to have to tonight. Them boys are coming out here insisting on an engagement.
That's how come we's having a wingding, huh?
Yeah. Back home, we'd had a barn dance. Trouble is, these Beverly Hills places ain't got no barns.
Well, couldn't we borrow somebody's barn, Pa?
Well, scarce as they are, and us being strangers, it'd be too much to ask. We'll make do, though. I sent Jethro out with a truck. He find some hay and some corn shucks and one thing and another and put them in the drawing room.
You reckon he can make it look like a barn?
I told him to do the best he could.
Hey, Ma, I got a surprise. Come see how I fixed the drawing room up for that wingding tonight.
Wait a minute here. I've got to decide which dress I'm going to wear tonight. Do you think this one shows off my figure?
Well, yeah, Ma. But wear it anyway. It's pretty. Come on, Ma. Uncle Jed told me to fix the drawing room up like a barn. I'll see how you like it. You ain't seen nothing yet, Ma. Come on in.
I'm surprised you didn't bring in a mule.
That rascal get out again.
Jethro, you're making me old before my time. How could you bring this livestock into a mansion like this?
It wasn't easy, Ma, but I figured it out. Back the truck up to the front of the mansion and...
You get this livestock out of here and you be quick about it.
But why?
Because I say why. Now get it out, take it back where you got it, and I mean right now.
Well, I'll do my best, Ma, but first I gotta round up that mule and some other pigs.
I should have married Lester Earl. Maybe this wouldn't have happened to me.
This is the special operator. The number you have dialed does not exist.
You sound like the same lady I was talking to before.
Yes, I'm afraid I am.
Well, then you put me through to the same butcher shop I was talking to before. I told that fella to send me a side of pork and some pig feet for tonight's windy. And it better get here, too, before I... Never mind, honey, it's here. And I gotta say for him, it's fresh.
There you are, you little rascal. You're going home.
Where you going with that?
I told me to take him back where he come from.
You never...
Pearl, 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 you look just like a girl.
That's the truth, you do. Lester and Earl just called from the hotel.
They're here already?
Yeah, I told them to come over about 6 o'clock for the wing day.
Oh, my goodness. And I haven't even picked out a dress for tonight. Oh, Jed, how do you like this one?
Yeah, I like them all. I already looked at 6.
I just can't decide.
Have you decided which one you're going to say yes to?
Nope. I thought I'd wait and see how the years had treated them.
Yeah, I reckon you're smart to look them over first. Some folks age quicker than others.
That's right. And don't forget, them boys is partner 18 or 19 years older than when I seen them last. Well, I'm partner 10 years older myself. Jeff, don't you go away. I want you to see the rest of my dresses.
Now, Pearl, I ain't no judge of women's clothes.
I need a man's opinion. Listen, Jeff. Mrs. Lester Flat. Mrs. Earl Scruggs. Pearl Flat. Pearl Scruggs. They all sound good, don't they?
Wait, horse driver. Louise, I think we're making a mistake. Lester and Earl will be furious when they find out about this.
Let them be furious. I want to get a look at Pearl before that party tonight. I want to know how I'm going to stack up.
But we've just spent 3 hours at the beauty parlor. You look gorgeous.
So do you. But maybe Pearl looks super gorgeous.
Louise, be sensible. Our husbands knew this woman years and years ago. Do you realize how old she must be by now?
I hear they start very young back in those hills. Now, we've come this far, and I'm not leaving until I've seen Pearl.
But this is going to be very embarrassing. She's going to think we're a couple of snoopy, worried wives.
Aren't we?
Yes, but...
Look, Gladys, if it'll make you feel any better, we won't tell her who we are. We'll say we're a couple of those house-to-house cosmetic saleswomen.
But you'll find out who we are at the party.
They will all have a good laugh over it. Now, come on.
Oh, hi in there, ladies. Come in, come in.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
We're selling cosmetics.
You're selling what?
Cosmetics, you know, beauty cream, face powder, perfume.
Oh, thank you, ladies, but I never use it.
We sell it to the lady of the house, and we understand a lady named Pearl lives here?
Yeah, yeah, she sure does.
Jed?
Yeah?
I need your help out in the... Oh, I didn't know you had company.
Are you Pearl?
Please be Pearl.
Well, I ain't. Who are you?
These ladies sell beauty cream, Granny.
Oh, you can see I don't need none. Come, Jed, I need you.
Well, Pearl will be down directly. She comes down them stairs every 5 minutes wearing a different beautiful gown. She's trying to pick one for the wingding tonight. Take yourself to home.
Howdy. Do y'all think this dress is fancy enough for a wingding?
Well, back to the beauty shop.
Didn't, and it's coming up for 7.
Well, they better get here quick before Jethro has all the victuals at.
Lester and Early, Charlie's wonderful.
Brother, didn't come yet, Pearl.
Well, why'd you call me, Granny?
For you to stop that overgrown young'un of yourn from eating us out of a wingding. He's done gone through my crawdad dip and my pawpaw spread. And right now he's in there tossing down them pickled pig's feet like there was popcorn. Jethro, you come on out here. Now, you better stop him before he gets into the ham hocks and the turnip greens.
Too late. Them ham hocks sure was good.
Was.
Jethro, did you eat all them ham hocks alone?
No, ma'am. I done like you always told me. I ate the greens, too.
Hi, everybody. I taught Skippy and Honey a little trick to do at the wingding.
Annie Mae, what happened to that pretty dress you was wearing?
Oh, Pa, I can't square dance in that thing. And it ain't good for working with my critters, neither.
Lester and Earl don't get here soon. Our wingding is going to fall apart.
I tell you, Earl, I just don't understand it. Her wives spent all afternoon in the beauty shop and then went back again tonight.
That's what we get for marrying city women.
Yeah, I reckon we'll just have to leave the party tonight at 9 o'clock and go pick them up.
I reckon so.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's surprise old Jed with that song we wrote about.
Your own.
Come on, Skippy. Come on. Jump. Come on. Jump. That's the way. That's a boy. Come on. Come on. Come on. Jump, Albert. Jump. Good doggy. Jump.
That's the dog. Yeah. It's them. They're here.
That's Lester and Earl, all right.
Not yet, Jed. Let me get upstairs first.
Well, what for, bro?
So I can make an entrance.
I'm gonna listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. He was shooting at some food. Up through the ground come a bubbling crew. Oil, that is
Texas tea.
Welcome, Earl. Come in, come in. You know Granny and Jethro and his daughter Ellie Mae. Where'd that song come from y'all was singing out there?
Oh, we wrote it, Jed. We heard about your good luck clean down in Nashville.
Well, doggies, where's Pearl?
Upstairs waiting.
Come on down, Pearl. Come on down here. Come on, here's Earl and Lester. Come on, we're waiting for you.
Pearl, 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 come let us see our girl. Are you still our Valentine? Do you still look so divine? Come and let us see our darling Pearl.
Earl, Scruggy, it's so good to see you both.
Listen, everybody, I hope you'll excuse us for coming without wives.
You're excused.
We have a good reason.
Of course you do, and we understand, Earl. Let's all relax now and have some good old stomping music and some of Granny's victuals and get acquainted all over again.
Yeah!
help you.
And I cooked up a great big mess of grits, some possum shanks, some sweet potatoes, some grits, and some pone. Look what your dog has done.
Oh, I'm awful sorry, Granny. I'll get him right out.
Get him off.
Come on, Jethro. Come on.
Your eyes be fair if I ever did see anything like that in my
home. Come here.
Oh, get out of here. Sorry. Fire?
Oh, get him off. Out of here.
Oh, now, calm down, Granny, calm down. We wasn't hungry, no way. I tell you what you do. You come over here and set yourself down in this chair, and Earl and me will play you some soothing music.
Jed, I just can't decide. I like them both.
Well, you better get to liking one better than the other one. There's just too many pretty women out here in Beverly Hills. Now, you take them two come to the door this afternoon selling beauty cream. If Earl and Lester ever get you a look at them, you ain't going to keep them on the string for long.
Now, anytime you want to know where I'm going down the road, get my girl on the line, you find me there most anytime. Now, old man Platty on the farm, from the hog lot to the barn, from the barn to the rail, he made his living by carrying the mail.
Yeah, I just made my decision.
Which one, Herb?
Can't marry neither one of them.
Why not?
Because I'll be busting up one of the most wonderful musical teams in this whole country.
How come you say that?
Because the one that don't get me will be eat up with jealousy and they'll get to fighting like they used to.
Well, I believe you're right.
Just let me get up the nerve to tell them because she's going to hurt.
I get the blues, I walk the soul right off my shoe. Don't know why I love her so. Gal of mine lives down the road.
Cheer me up. I'm going out to the kitchen and roust you up some victuals. Even if I have to open my last jar of deviled hawk eggs.
Earl, I've got a good idea for our Los Angeles engagement.
What's that?
Let's ask Pearl and all the rest of them to square dance on the stage.
That's a great idea.
Pearl, we got something to ask you. You know we come all the way out here for an engagement.
Lester, before you go any further, the answer is no.
What?
No to both of you.
But Pearl...
Now, don't beggar, boys. This hurts Pearl more than it does you.
Time heals all wounds.
Speaking of time, Earl, we're late. Come on.
We'll be back just as soon as we can make it.
Pearl? They couldn't take it. They run off just like they done 18 years ago.
They left their guitar and their banjo. Don't you think we ought to wait up for them to come back, Pearl?
It might take another 18 years. Let's get to bed.
They ain't coming back, Ryan. If you could have seen them run out of here when I said no.
Folks, we'd like you to meet our wives, Mrs. Flatt, Mrs. Scruggs, Gladys, and Louise.
Howdy.
You see, Pearl, I told you if they ever met them two women, you wouldn't keep them on the string. You married them on a rebound.
Oh, Lester and Earl, I had to settle for second best.
Shoes off. Y'all come back now, here.